American doctors-to-be will soon be tested across the country not only on their knowledge of anatomy and treatment protocols, but on what used to be called their bedside manner. This week in Philadelphia, medical students took a standardized test that rated their ability to listen and communicate with patients. By September, the test will also be given in Atlanta, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Houston. Now, Canada has been testing these clinical skills for years. Dr. Dale Dauphiné is Executive Director of the Medical Council of Canada, joins us from his office in Ottawa. Thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
What do we mean by bedside manner? Is it something more than just flashing a smile at a patient?
Absolutely. The emphasis is on the ability to communicate, which means listening as well as talking, because there's often meanings, but that may be words on a regional basis or technical, and that's all part of the communication and the type of thing that we were interested in looking to how well students had mastered those skills.
Of course, doctors have nomenclature. I wonder, in a way, do patients too? I mean, we are inclined to say something like, what's wrong? Well, the thingy on my whatchamacallit.
And there are typical answers that we're used to hearing where words are mispronounced, and I remember a patient of mine who once kept talking about their very close veins, like they were very close to the surface of their skin, and that was her understanding of it.
Oh, what was she talking about?
Varicose veins.
Close veins, I get it.
But one has to understand that and anticipate it and deal with it.
Does it happen, Dr. Dauphiné, that you have a medical student who shows signs of genuine brilliance, but he or she just does not have a good bedside manner?
Surprisingly, not as often as you might think, but we do see it. Sometimes very aggressive behavior, sometimes condescending, sometimes interrupting frequently.
Dr. Dauphiné, I'm sorry to put you on the spot, but most people tell doctors jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Do doctors tell patient jokes?
Certainly, we all see situations which astound us, and we often share that. I wouldn't say we're telling the jokes on them as much as we see the irony of a situation we're in, and we've all had very eccentric situations.
I'm sorry, but do you have any favorite jokes?
I once went into a restaurant, and it isn't really a joke, but it's an example of the irony of it, and whereupon a patient recognized me and brought me over to meet her husband, and I said, hello, it's nice to meet you, and she said, you know, I love it when he examines my thyroid gland, which she had never told me in front of me, and if she had, one would immediately call the nurse to come in and be there, because and he turned to me and he said, don't be embarrassed, it's been an interesting 30 years with her. Well, that's what I mean by context. I wouldn't call it a joke. It's one of those observations about life and how we're all different, and one has to take it in stride and understand that's the way people are.
Well, what a compliment to you. Doctor, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Dr. Dale Dauphiné is Executive Director of the Medical Council of Canada, speaking to us from Ottawa.